This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Peter Rosenberg!
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I'm one of the greatest broadcasters on planet Earth.
And I know that's hearsay here. It's
not hearsay, it's not heresy. Hearsay.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to ENN on this hot and balmy June 28th. I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
You don't care about old people. I do.
Let's say good evening to myself.
I love the old.
And I'd like to say good evening to Don.
It's like a bad Mexican taco.
That's okay.
It's in and out of you.
So much happens on this program every day.
You have to listen every day. Every hour.
Because that could have been missed. I don't think you guys heard it when I said it.
I heard it.
That was fascinating information that we gained from all of us. And it's true, Michael. I do love the old.
But you like
I love
the new
old.
Better. You like the new better. Right? Let's be honest.
I don't know. I really enjoy some old people. My grandfather, Danny, the best.
You had a grandfather named Danny? I wouldn't have guessed that in a million years.
Why wouldn't you guess that?
It just doesn't seem like a name that would go with Rothenberg.
But my name's not Rothenberg.
Rosenberg.
Tom, okay. What do I do in situations
All right, let's,
like
let's
that?
Start again. Counting down. 3, 2, 1.
Good evening. Welcome to ENN.
I don't believe that Danny goes with the name Rosenberg.
Well, if you want to now be completely transparent because you're a jerk who always has to ruin everything, his name wasn't really Danny. Okay?
What was it?
It was Yadidja.
Yadidja what?
I think I put too much of a "j" sound on it. I think Yadidja. Yadidja. That's how you said his name. But his
how
name
did
when
become
he
become Danny.
That's what they picked, okay? When they got to America. Because they knew that yo-yos like you would never get it right, so they had to go with Danny. Like everybody comes here and they go, well, we can't try to challenge Americans by saying words they've never seen before.
Jesus.
So we got to go with John or Steve. By the way, went to Chinatown on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
I saw a picture of you. You seemed happy.
What a delightful meal we had. And it was like a quintessential Chinatown experience where you go to one of those places that's awesome. Don, I don't know if you've had this experience. You go to a place that's fantastic and always crowded, and they don't give a damn about you or your standards for service. It's if you're here, you want to be here. So it is what it is. You get stuff. You don't get stuff. Oh, it was a delight.
I was jealous of you when I saw that picture.
Why is that?
I said, you know what? This kid is living his best life.
You thought it seemed like I was living the summer of K.
Right. And, you know, for some reason, Saturday was my first day off in forever, and I couldn't motivate myself. I couldn't get out of bed. And then I got out of bed, I was still more exhausted. And then I looked at your picture, I said, no grass grows under that young man's feet.
Well, that's not true. I think I'm regarded as a bit of a bore, but Chauncey was visiting.
We're not talking about on the show.
No. That's not what I meant. But Chauncey was visiting, and Natalie loves doing things and is a big foodie. And we always want to. And Chauncey always wants to try different food. She said, "Let's go downtown and get some delicious soup dumplings."
So why wouldn't you have called me and Jody? I mean, Jody loves new food. Does Natalie not want to meet Jody or me?
I'm
joyful and fun.
It's a great question. It did not even cross my mind that you would want to go downtown. You know what? Next time, that's the first call I'm making. Don, what do you think will happen when I make that call?
Let's go to voicemail.
Right.
Yeah, this.
Hey, Peter calling. I know it's weird. Just a Saturday afternoon calling to check in. He's going to head down and have a little Chinese food for lunch Saturday going to Chinatown. So give me a call back.
But and you know the best way to get a hold of me, and Don would even admit this, you text me, I'll text you back.
Yeah.
He's pretty quick on the text. Certainly better than Don.
But this should not be an issue with the summer of K.
Right.
Summer of K.
That's going to really be a legendary drop, especially that now it's like, in retrospect, an interview with a random doctor, which at the time made sense, but now removed from COVID, it's so random.
Summer of K.
He sounds like, what's his face from, he sounds like he's on Star Trek. It sounds
Patrick
so
Stewart?
Yeah, he does have a Patrick Stewart affect. All right, guys, Trey Young is getting an MRI on his sprained ankle. He scored 35 points last night as the Hawks lost 113-102 in a Game 3 loss to Milwaukee. But he was actually slowed down, still got 35, but was slowed after spraining his right ankle after stepping on an official's foot late in the third. Supposedly was getting an MRI earlier today, and the plan is to play in Game 4 tomorrow. But we shall see. Now, would you guys go as far as calling tomorrow must win for Atlanta?
Yeah. They've been really good, though, at like climbing out of holes. So I'm not sure that 3-1 would lay them out, but they'd be in a lot of trouble. So, no, I wouldn't say must win. Don seems like he would.
Come on, because now you're having to win 2 out of 3.
On the road.
No, all three, excuse me. A 3-game winning streak with 2 of the 3 being in Milwaukee. No, it's not going to happen.
So, now, must win. Yeah.
So, Trae Young questionable for Game 4, according to Shams. So, what do you think he's worth on the line? So, the Bucks were up. They were 5-point favorites before Trae Young was questionable. What are they now?
9.
No, it's, I would think that too, Don. It was just 2 points. Now it's +7. Maybe he was +5 because he was hurt. And even if he played, he'd be somewhat, you know, limited.
I was mentioning this to Andrew. You know, if you're a basketball fan, you got to hope that it looks like if the Suns can wrap it up tonight, you want to see that series go because they're locked into Game 1 July 8th. So if the Bucks win the next 2, you're talking about a week without anything.
I think I feel comfortable saying that the Bucks and Suns would be a fabulous series. I think it'd be a lot of fun.
By the way, Ryan Hurley says that the person you're thinking about is George Takei.
Yes, he sounds a little bit like Takei. But when you said Patrick Stewart, it kind of worked there too.
Summer of K.
Now, let's hear from Kendrick Perkins, who was on First Take, saying that when it comes to Milwaukee, Middleton is the man.
I'm talking about right now on this Milwaukee Bucks team, Chris Middleton is the Batman. I saw Giannis on a couple of occasions last night when he went to the free throw line and the crowd started chanting and counting down, you know, how long he was at the free throw line. And he shot air ball free throws. He shot an air ball three-pointer. But when they were down 6 or 7 points, Chris Middleton said, give me the damn basketball, and he took over. That's what Batmans do.
I mean, you know us, Hot Take Central, ESPN. I'm not saying there aren't moments where Middleton – KP gets that so wrong because that's actually what makes Middleton a great Robin. Is that there are moments when he can step up and be the man. Isn't that what the job of Robin is to be sometimes? That I can't always do the lifting 24/7. Every once in a while, I need someone I can absolutely trust to hold it down. But please, how short is our memory from Game 7 a week ago?
I also think Robin's job is very sketchy. I have no idea what he was about.
Yeah, I mean, I have some theories and thoughts. But all I know is if that bat phone rings and Robin answers, you're in a world of hurt.
Yeah, you need Batman.
Well, so I guess you're ruining my comparison. I think
we got to come up with something better than Batman and Robin. I mean, Robin was borderline moral support. I mean, he was giving you nothing.
That's a fair point.
I mean, Batman's probably there's got to be a duo. Where the second is clearly number two, but he helps. I mean, I don't even know what a ward is. What is a ward, Michael?
Ward?
Yeah, it's something you win. You win an award.
No. Bruce Wayne, Robin, or whatever his name was, it was Bruce Wayne's ward.
I think it's, you know, he kind of takes care of him.
Yeah, You know
and
what?
You're saying vice, well.
Well, I'm just saying
versa.
That.
Robin took care of Batman.
It's like he's an intern. He's getting you. It's the superhero version of getting you coffee.
Or fixing the copy machine like my intern.
So what exactly? So that's what you're trying to be? Like we're trying to that Middleton is Robin? I think that we got to come up with something better than Batman.
Middleton's way better than Robin. I think that's what Peter was going. But Middleton's really good.
And what I'm saying but Pippin was Robin to Jordan's Batman. Pippin's not Robin. Again, Robin's there for moral support. He's like the guy that claps for you when you do well. I mean, he's not helping. What is he doing?
We have two separate conversations here. Number one, Chris Middleton is better than Robin. Number two, calm down. Don't start acting like Middleton is now Batman. In games 1 and 2 of this series, when Antetokounmpo was scoring 35 points, he had 15 in each game. Antetokounmpo, what did he have in game 7 of the last series? 40? I mean, come on. We all need to calm down and stop trying to get the take. I'm telling you, this is why I'm going to be limited in sports media. I can't do that the day after a game. I can't just get on and go, I decided it. Middleton's actually better than Antetokounmpo.
You know, I got to tell you something. You really hit something that's been bothering me a lot. I don't think, like, obviously those hot take shows, I mean, there's big money in there. There's big money. As I was telling Skip Bayless just the other day, I couldn't do it. I couldn't come up with those kind of takes every single day. If I didn't believe in it, I couldn't do it. Now, I'm not saying they don't believe in it. Maybe they somehow convinced themselves to, but it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I mean, it's got to be like no question about that. I don't want to hear anything. I don't have those opinions about anything like that.
I know. I mean, and I have the same struggle on Hot 97, too, like what's going to be my angle on everything. And don't get me wrong. I have, like, some interesting, nerdy music angle stuff. But when, like, last night's the BET Awards. And to get on the air the next day and be like, here's a take. So-and-so is better than so-and-so. Every day to do that with sports or music or whatever it is, it's like it just can't be authentic at a certain point.
But I can't do it.
But there are people that really like think that way, and I have no problem with it if you believe it. But if you're just doing it just to have that take, just to stir it, to get hits, that's a lame way of doing it.
Like if Stephen A. called me tomorrow, right? And said, listen, Max wants to step away for a while. We'd like you to do the show. We'll give you $4 million a year to do it. I would say, absolutely, I'll be there. I'll fake it.
But you'd
it would
be
hard.
No, but you don't want to do
no,
that.
No, I would do it. No, I would do it. I'd find a way, but it would be very difficult for me.
But I don't think you're a phony, Michael.
No, I could
have
be.
I think in order to do that, you either have to be a hot. See, I think Steven is a hot take machine. I do. But, like, Skip is a phony. Or just a really bad guy. But I think Skip is just a phony, worthless piece of garbage.
He's
a bad guy, Michael. I'm not even kidding. My hot take on hot takes is not this. That's not a hot take. That's just a casual observer. That's a character flaw to Steven. Skip's a bad guy. I mean, that's just
a fact. What makes him a bad guy? I don't get it.
Peter, help me out here, Peter.
There was one, though, that really sent you over the edge.
Well, it was about the mental issues with with Prescott.
Yeah,
you know, and everything is, well, just suck it up and play. I'm sorry, you don't understand mental illness, Skip. You're just a bad human being.
That was a terrible
for other people.
That was a terrible take.
Skip is just a filthy piece of garbage.
Oh, stop!
No, I'm not. No, he is.
Stop it.
No, he has
stop.
Had takes
stop it.
That
I'm
are just
saving you.
No.
Yes, stop.
Why?
You can't call somebody that.
No, I can call him anything I want. I mean,
why you should
no,
be able
the
to
things
call
he called he wrote it, sexual preferences of Aikman in his book. No, he's just a hot take machine, and he doesn't care who he hurts to get where he is. And I believe he's a bad person. I should be allowed to say that.
Don, that's why you're great. Now, here is a
but I don't think you can be a phony like that, Michael, is my point.
Yeah, I don't think he could either.
I think so. For $4 million, yeah.
Well, tell me if this guy's being a phony or just giving us the hottest of takes. Scottie Pippen has accused Phil Jackson of being a racist while appearing on The Dan Patrick Show. He was asked about comments he made to GQ in which he said that Jackson, quote, made a racial move by not giving him the last second shot in the 1994 playoff game against the Knicks. Now, we know that game. It's the game where you know, we thought that Pippen didn't want the big time shot. Well, Patrick said to him, by saying a racial move, you're calling Phil a racist. Pippen said, I don't have a problem with that.
I think so, it's so irresponsible.
Patrick said, do you think Phil was or is a racist? Oh, yeah, the 55-year-old Pippen said.
If I were Phil Jackson, right, and why I think this is a reprehensible take. Now, I don't know if Phil Jackson's racist or not. But if you are going to say somebody's racist, you got to bring receipts. Not because he chose Kukoc to take the shot. By the way, Kukoc hit the shot, so it was a wise choice. You better have receipts on what this guy did that made him racist. Otherwise, if I'm Phil Jackson, I am suing Scottie Pippen for a lot of money. This guy's built up a reputation his whole life. Now, whether you want to call him a nozzle or what, if he was a saboteur with the Knicks, he's never been accused of being a racist. For a guy to say that Phil Jackson's a racist, I need proof. Not that he chose Kukoc for that shot. I need documented proof of what he did, that he made decisions because of race. That's a disgraceful accusation unless you have proof. If you have proof, I pipe down and go, you know what? He's a racist. But you that's not proof. That's disgraceful what Pippen did. I know he's trying to sell a book, and the bourbon that he has, that's unbelievably irresponsible.
Well, he better follow it up with something else. I'm with you in that regard. How do we know if Phil Jackson's a racist? It goes against sort of what the theoretical ideas we have of the Zen master. Though I was reminded of some quotes from him that were very weird from the late 90s and early 2000s that made me think, well, you never know. Who knows what anyone's like? But to Michael's point, if you're going to lay down a statement like that outright, he's a racist, about someone with such a public reputation and personality, not only a public reputation and personality, but one that dealt with directly dealt with black people for his entire career. I mean, making and breaking the careers of black athletes. It could be true, but you better bring something beyond, you know, that Kukoc play. Because, by the way, I think Scottie Pippen's an all-time great. I think I would have picked Kukoc for the last shot. And by the way, to your point, he makes the last shot. So it just seemed like a very weird place to bring that accusation.
And also, to pick that, and just last week, Durant just completely embarrassed Pippen. Like, when Pippen said what he said about Durant, then Durant tweeted out and said, oh, you mean the guy who, you know, wouldn't even take the court because they got in his feelings, they didn't choose him to take the last shot? It's not a good 2 weeks for Scottie Pippen.
That's a fair point. I forgot that was just 4 days ago. Woof! Anyways, interesting promo run so far for number 33 of the Chicago Bulls.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Demaryius Thomas retiring, and he'll do it as a Denver Bronco. No major surprise there. Don't know where the other option would have been.
I'm going to retire from yes. Like, if I go on somewhere else, I get fired here, I'm going to come back and sign a one-day contract.
Oh, on the opposite front of that, did you guys hear that Brandon Jacobs says he wants to return to the NFL?
Yes.
I'd heard that, yeah.
As a lineman, right? A defensive lineman.
Yeah, he wants to flip the script completely. And he says he's not going to throw out the names that are interested, but claims that he's been told not to say anything about who, but that multiple teams have inquired about the 6'4", 265-pound, 39-year-old coming to play some defense in the NFL. Any
now,
chance?
I'm a fan. There can't be multiple teams interested. There just can't be. A 39-year-old who's never played the position before in the NFL? Who's interested?
I mean, Tebow's what, 32?
But
those are big 7 years, though.
Listen, he sounds like he's the size of it now, right? Like he put on a few lb since he retired. But no, listen, I'd love to see it. But do you think multiple teams are interested?
Well, listen, I support this. You remember the drop from me earlier today? Sums up how I feel about this 100%.
I love the old.
Exactly. That'll do it for ENN on this Monday, June 28th.
I don't know about you, Don, but I think the shows have been getting better and better, and they start from a very high level.
I've enjoyed the last 2 days, so obviously Friday was not about Peter.
It's a good point.
Not being here, because I enjoyed today. Just
you mean because it continued?
It did. You brought it.
Well,
you know what?
Carlin.
I think the day off is good.
My nitpick, a little too long with Carlin. I don't know what that golf conversation was.
Sorry. I got excited. But there are people out there who appreciate it.
Sure.
Yeah, let's find them. Anyway, bye, everybody. Coming up is Carlin in the words of Billy Joel. Life is a series of hellos and goodbyes. I'm afraid it's time for goodbye again. See everybody. Have a great night.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.